We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Mixed 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Oh, man. Why? Why can't you just say, I don't want to see you anymore? Why do you have to just vanish?
It's harder than you think.
I mean, it's right. Easy to vanish in 2024.
And if you didn't, we would have no Waiting by the Phone. So please keep it up. Just sucks for Aiden right now. Hey, Aiden.
Oh, man.
Hey, how are you guys?
Man, what's going on with Maggie? How did you get to the point where you feel like you have gotten ghosted?
I think everything happened great. You know, we met on Hinge, which is, you know, to meet a girl that qualifies across the board on Hinge is pretty rare. I don't know. It's just we had the best conversation, like, between two people. It's like even beyond anybody that I would usually date. Sense of humor wise, going back and forth. It was just so effortless. And yeah, it was 2 months ago.
2 months ago?
Yeah.
Wait, you haven't heard from her in 2 months?
No, we've been talking and seeing each other.
Oh, wow. Well, that's quite a long time.
Yes. And we never really defined, we didn't have that conversation, you know, about what we were, the relationship. But we'd been talking every day. And, you know, over the weekend, we'd see each other. So everything felt perfect. And I never really knew how to try to tell her how to go from friendship or like, you know, like, what are we? I'd never elevated.
Yeah.
But it felt very mutual. It was getting more intense and more intense. And then all of a sudden last week, she completely ghosted me.
For no reason?
Just completely ghosted me, yeah.
And well, there's a reason.
It felt like a heartbreak. It felt like a breakup.
Yeah.
So I would love to see if I can get her back or what I did to scare her away, I guess. I don't know.
Well, man, sucks, Aiden. We'll call Maggie and see if she'll talk to us, okay? Hang on, Aiden.
Thanks, bud.
Hello?
Maggie?
Yeah,
you don't know me. You don't. I'm sorry. You don't know me. It's Brad Booker and Alex Franco, Audrey Allen. We all do a morning radio show on Mix 94.7. I'm about to tell you a lot of information, but I want to be honest with you and completely transparent from the very beginning. We host a radio show. We have a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and on the phone with us is Aiden. We're trying to just mediate a conversation between you two because he said that you guys have been talking for a couple of months, and he, in his words, saw a future with you, but doesn't understand why he hasn't heard from you. So don't know if you don't want to see him anymore. And if that's the case, he's okay with that. He's just looking for some sort of understanding. Put a period at the end of this sentence. Do you mind talking to us and explain why he hasn't heard from you?
Sure. If I'm going to be honest with everyone. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be great. And he's here. he can hear. He's listening right
he's
now.
Here.
So.
Oh, well, yeah.
Hi.
So, hi, Aiden.
I know.
Sorry, I'm just a little caught off guard.
I understand completely. It's a lot to take in. So, again, thank you for not hanging up. We appreciate you being understanding here. And you know what? If he's not your guy, that's okay. We'll move on right after this is over. He just really wants to understand what he did wrong.
Yeah, I mean, we were having such a good time, and I mean, truly just so fun to be around, so fun to hang out with, but he just started getting really sappy kind of quickly. How do I put this? Like at first, super manly, super hot. I was into it, you know, made me laugh. I'm very into like a manly guy, and I was very attracted to him, and couldn't get enough, planned all the hangouts, everything. And then he started, I guess we can say, fell for me. He just became like a different version of himself. He just became a total sap. Like I said, super sappy, laying it on incredibly thick. And every time I was trying to laugh or joke about this, you know, the way we used to. He just turned it into this like deep dive into his feelings for me.
Did you not find that? You said you're attracted to like manly men. Did you not find that to be manly?
I don't know if that's the word I'm going to use. I'm trying to say this nicely.
Yeah, please. Well, I mean, just say it. It's all good.
I mean, we had this really fun banter and chemistry in the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. And like once he got super sappy, it was like that part of it was gone. And it was just all romance all the time, like trying to be the Hallmark Channel, you know. Mm.
Can you give us an example of something that might have happened that we can relate to? Because I'll be honest with you, like I hear that he really likes you.
Yeah, I mean, so the final straw kind of it all. He and I have been talking about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift on and off. Like, I'm a big NFL fan, so whatever. Like, when Taylor and Travis had started wearing those matching friendship bracelets, he literally made one for me to wear and then made one for himself. And this was maybe, like, a couple weeks into us hanging out at the most. Like, I mean, you guys kind of already said it. I just don't think I can be with a guy that's that sappy that quick. I mean, it was honestly, it was just cringy. Like, I don't normally describe things that way because it's overused, but cringe. Cringe is the word.
That's just too much.
Well, everybody's different. You don't know how one person is going to be from another. Someone else might think that is the sweetest gesture ever.
Travis Kelce is saying exactly what I'm saying in his head, and he's just playing the game.
Okay.
Do you really think he wanted to wear those bracelets before Taylor?
This is not about Travis and Taylor right now. This is about Aiden and Maggie.
I've dated guys where they got too sappy and they like completely stopped being like my friend. You know, you fall for someone off of a friendship, really, at its core. Or at least I do. I like us to be laughing together.
Right.
And then when all of that's gone, it's like, I don't even like you that much.
Bro.
But once you start... you want a nice compliment once you reach that certain level in your relationship. You like the romance, but you don't want to lose out on all the fun.
Yes, you want both of them.
Yeah, nice compliment. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, are you saying, Maggie, that you're not able to get over? You've moved past the point of no return.
I mean, I think so, unfortunately, guys. I just, when the spark is gone, it's gone.
Aiden, do you have anything you want to say before we go?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure. That really sucked to hear. Mm-hmm. I'd heard I liked you quite a bit, Maggie, but yeah, I guess one day I'll hopefully find somebody that can appreciate that stuff and is on the same page. I thought everything was progressing nicely, but apparently, you know, the romantic guy doesn't finish first here.
Alex's face.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.